As with other spiritual qualities, mastery and proper anchoring of the power characteristic applies to three general areas. The first and most influential area is the mental spiritual level, the region of thought, concepts, and teachings. The power of Jesus' teachings has survived over 2,000 years and has inspired millions, whereas ideas and philosophies of many other individuals and groups have fallen by the wayside. That which is based on cosmic truth and divine principle survives and enriches, whereas that based on mortal ideas and preferences eventually crumbles and falls. The second area where power must be anchored is at the soul psychic emotional level. Soul memories and psychic talents function through the astral body, distinguished from the emotional body. However, the two are closely related and sometimes are dealt with together. Memories from this lifetime and past lives are sorted in the astral body, where they influence present thoughts, feelings, and physical conditions. The spiritual student must develop great skill in allowing these memories to come to conscious attention, so that harmful, destructive, and egotistical uses of power can be eliminated from the soul record, while at the same time, loving, balanced, and spiritual uses of power are developed. In similar fashion, negative emotions such as hatred, distrust, fear, and greed must be removed surgically with the sword of truth, while feelings of love, empathy, and joy must be implanted and mastered. The second area also involves the elementary spiritual powers, or ESP. These talents are part of man's spiritual heritage and must be brought into proper control and mastered. Unfortunately, some give too much emphasis to these powers or use them for personal reasons. Others fear them because of the potential for abuse or because they consider them an unnecessary part of spiritual growth. The same law of karma applies to this area. As we use power on others, so will it be used on us. Therefore, the spiritual student uses these talents to help others. He develops control of them as part of uniting with his high self and linking with others in true oneness. The last area in which to anchor the power characteristic is the physical level, the area of least influence. However, it is just as important to develop control and mastery of one's body and environment. Man's proper spiritual role is as governor of all lower kingdoms, animal, vegetable, and mineral. His spiritual responsibility is to work with each kingdom in a harmonious way for the betterment of all. When there are imbalances or blockages of power at mental, emotional, or astral levels, they may outpicture as physical disorders or impairments. If the problem involves speaking the word, the outer disease may be stuttering or loss of one's voice, as in laryngitis. With difficulties in handling responsibility, one may experience tightness or discomfort in the neck and the shoulder muscles. Thus, it is said that one carries the burdens of the world on his shoulders. Power imbalances may outpicture, also as joint and muscular difficulties that limit or prohibit movement, such as in arthritis and rheumatism. However, all such physical disorders may have physical causes or contributing factors, so each level must be taken into consideration before a final diagnosis is made. You are listening to OM Ministries, I Am Consciousness. Claim your power, change your world. I love you.